Tom Feeney with Andy Holdsworth after the 2-0 win over Boston United. Andy, first of all, you must be glad to be getting some game time.
Yeah, it's good to be back after my hamstring. Obviously, played a couple of games around Christmas time and did my hamstring away at Tamworth. So it's been good. I've worked hard to get back and thankfully they managed to put me back in.
I was going to say, it must have been very frustrating because before your injury, you were doing really well.
Yeah, you've got to play well week in, week out to keep your place now because there's that much competition in this squad. So everybody's on the toes, which is good for us running towards the end of the season now because everybody knows they've got to play well or else they're going to be out of the team.
Boston United beating them after the 5-1 as well. It must feel like a bit of revenge has been granted.
Yeah, I think people that went to Boston, it was kind of a fruit result. We had a lot of ball, a lot of possession first half, and it threw his own mistakes that they went 2-0 up just before half time. So it was mostly mistakes from our part on that. But I thought we played really well today, first half. Second half, we had to dig deep, and everybody accounted for it. And we worked very hard and we got the result that we wanted.
Well, last week it was a 2-0 loss against Hensford, and this week, very different and a very good performance as well. And so important going into a run.
Yeah, we've got to get that momentum going now. It's going to be Saturday, Tuesday now for a long time, so hopefully everybody stays fit and we get that momentum going of winning games, because you can't beat that feeling, and if you get that momentum going, like we say, and get the wins going, then you start climbing the table, and that's what we want to do. So it starts again on Tuesday. Today's gone and we go again Tuesday.
Speaking of your own performance, you were putting a lot of crosses in. Just what's it like now having the likes of Adam Boys and Dickinson both in the area, both willing to get the head onto the ball?
It's good, yeah, and Adam can finish. He's a good finisher. Saying that, he's had about 6 chances today and he's finished the hardest one. So, but yeah, I played with Liam at Huddersfield when he came to Huddersfield on loan. I know what he's about. He gets hold of it, he puts himself about, he gets on the end of crosses and he's not afraid to have a shot, which is something we've been missing, just that little bit of physical presence up front. And he's coming in, he's done really well, he's fitted in really well. So like I keep saying, if keep everybody fit and keep pressing and probing, who knows.
And just how important is it to beat a team like Boston, aside that were just one place below us before the start of the game?
Yeah, I think we've got into his minds now that whoever we're playing now, we've got to win. That's the be-all and end-all of it. It doesn't matter if the bottom of the league or the top of the league, we've got to win that game. I don't know how many games is left, but we'll say the same on Tuesday and the Saturday, Tuesday, whenever we play. We've got to win the games. It could be, like we say, Boston, it could be five. We've just got to go out and win that game, and that's what we've got to start doing now.
And next up, it's Radcliffe Park Avenue, one of the old rivals, on Tuesday. Nice little Yorkshire derby there.
Yeah, it'd be good. Obviously, I know some of their faces. I know Angie and Jamie Price there, so it'd be good to put his wits against them. But again, Yorkshire derby, you know what Yorkshire derby games are like, cup games, so we need to start like we did today and work hard like we have done today, and hopefully we can get that result.
Thanks, Andy.